names like Robert Tonyan, TJ Hawkinson, Jared Cook. Let's talk about some tight end bust and breakouts on the show today. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Hey, y'all.
What up, what up, what up?
What's good, what's good? Welcome into the Fantasyland Football Podcast. It is Friday, the 29th of January. This is Zach. That is Daniel Badaki.
You already know what it
Welcome
is.
Welcome into the show. Yeah, you already know. Come you on. Already know what it is. We got a great show for you today. Badaki, it's a rainy day here in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
But, it's good to be alive.
It's good to be here. Glad you're here. It's another day. I saw you yesterday for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, Badaki and I finally saw each other. That was 2 days ago,
Maybe
actually.
Today?
2 days ago. I sold my PlayStation 5, RIP. Sorry to everyone out there who is annoyed at people doing that. I sold my PlayStation 5 and we built a PC together along with our friend Luke Rogers. And I am officially now in the PC world. Yeah. And my goodness, it is a world that is way above my head.
That's right. Welcome.
Welcome. It feels good to be here. That's obviously going to help us in year two of the podcast. Streaming and everything. We've got some big plans for going live next year. All right, we got a great show for you today. Tight end busts and breakouts of the year. Before we go to the tight end busts and breakouts, let's quickly talk about some need to know news.
What is going on here?
All right, what is going on in the National Football League? This is your need to know news. First thing on the docket, Deshaun Watson. It's not been a secret, but he officially has requested a trade out of Houston. Right as they hire a head coach, he's like, yeah, look, it's time. I need to get out of this place.
Yeah.
It's overdue, isn't it, Badaki?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely overdue. He's definitely going. He requested a trade. Look, they hired, I'll be honest with you, in my opinion, a Randy. And I think I think that if they would have brought in somebody, and he probably would have sat down and be like, maybe. But they brought in a complete random. He's not random, but like he's not a big name head
random.
Coach.
Let's put respect on the guy's name. But yeah, it's not someone that he probably would have preferred to be the head coach.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. So I think that's it. But I mean, there's a lot of talks out there. A lot of talks of a couple different teams wanting to pursue him.
Yep. Panthers are a big name that have been put out there in the media. Apparently, they're going to make a strong push. This is all according to ESPN's Ian Rappaport. The two names that are coming up are the Washington Football Team. I would be hyped about that. And the Carolina Panthers, both strong contenders to land Watson. But let's be honest, part of that report was also saying 90% of the league are going to be interested in landing Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So, we've talked about Deshaun, I think, almost a month straight on Need to Know News, and I really hope he finds a new home soon so we can figure out what that's going to look like for the NFL and fantasy purposes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much excitement around here, you know. Is he going to make people that have been in droughts come out and be wonderful? You know, I mean, just like your team, for example, Terry, and obviously Terry's a good receiver, but just imagine him with an amazing quarterback. Just imagine like where he can go and, you know, what he can do, not just for Terry, but for all these other teams and players out there.
I feel like Terry has top 10 upside with a guy like Deshaun Watson, top 8 upside, potentially.
Who knows?
I mean, Deshaun can make a Will Fuller. Will Fuller was top 10 for a while there. So I think, let's put some respect on Terry's name. He's got a little bit more talent there. All right, there's another quarterback, and my goodness, there's a lot of quarterbacks this offseason that could move, but Matthew Stafford, we talked about him on the show yesterday. We gave our ideal landing spots. You can listen to yesterday's show if you'd like to hear our opinions there. four teams have come up as potential suitors. The Colts, Niners, Patriots, and Cowboys all rumored to be interested. Cowboys are the most surprising name on that list to me, because that's just, what about Dak Prescott?
What about Dak? Look, it all depends. It's, I don't know, man. There's so many different scenarios what can happen here. It's just Cowboys scenario. If Dak comes back and they feel, maybe they feel like he's not the same guy in practice and OTAs, whatever the case may be, then maybe there's like, you know what, we can trade. But I think, is he a free, he's not a free agent, is he?
Who, Dak Prescott? Yeah, he is.
He's a free agent. Okay, so
yeah, I mean,
makes it even better.
This, yeah, some team is either going to sign him and bet on him, or he might get franchise tagged again because of the injury. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to recover from that injury and be the same old Dak Prescott, but anything could happen, right?
Right.
These are the four teams interested. There's probably more teams that we haven't heard of. You know, this is only what the media has to offer. And last on Need to Know News, this is some great positive news for your day. Riverboat Ron is officially cancer-free. And look, that's so much respect to Ron.
Yeah.
To go the entire season, battle cancer, still head coach a team to the playoffs. This is hopefully inspirational. Anyone out there, we don't normally get deep or anything, but cancer is, it's terrible. It's taken so many great lives, and I'm sure all of us know someone affected, whether it's ourselves or family members. And hopefully this is inspirational to say, hey, you know, you can beat cancer. You can stand up to cancer. Ron Rivera, what an inspiration. Hopefully your family is doing well, whoever's listening to this. And yeah, I'm just really proud of my head coach. Hey.
Nah, huge love. Shout out to Ron. I mean, like, it is amazing to go through this whole season, pandemic, cancer, you know, and just being on the edge, you know, like us being on the edge in every seat. Look, he was traveling. He was traveling state to state. He was doing things, you know. Maybe, I don't know if Washington players has had COVID, but that could have affected him in that way, you know, his family. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Inspirational year from Ron Rivera, so big shout out to him. All right, guys, the best way to keep up with everything that's going to happen in the offseason, NFL, fantasy football, is to follow us on our social media accounts, okay? And the easiest way to find everything that we are involved in is to go to one link, and that link is solo.to/fantasylandfootball. Again, that's solo.to/fantasylandfootball. That's going to show you our Facebook page, where we're building a community there where you can be a part of it. Our Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you can subscribe. TikTok, we've been really putting a lot of effort into that, so give us a follow there. Give us a follow wherever you'd like to, and let's have a great year two on the podcast. All right, it's time to talk about tight end breakouts of the year.
You know why people are jumping on this bandwagon?
Okay.
You know why? I started this thing, Steven. I started it last year. This kid is ridiculous.
All right. Bust and breakouts of the year. A lot of people have enjoyed this segment, Badaki.
Yep.
And it is officially time for the tight end position. What does a breakout mean? How are we defining these breakout tight ends?
It's basically where this tight end was drafted in fantasy football. So if somebody was drafted, you know, tight end 15, and he finished in the top five, that's really great for you. That was really good. That's a really good finish. But if you drafted somebody, you know, in the top five and he finished outside the top 20, that's where it kind of defines as a bust. Right. So look, we're going to break it down for you.
So it's all based off of ADP.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we say what ADP was on the show yet? I don't remember.
Average draft position. So
yeah, so
where's
a lot of people ask that when we post on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah,
what does ADP mean? Break that down for people quickly before we
start. ADP is where this person averages out in your draft. So, you know, if somebody is currently ranked tight end 10, correct, right? He'll probably be drafted around what, third, fourth round, potentially, maybe sixth round. It all depends on how your draft kind of goes and what really happens. in your draft scenario, but we can kind of break that down for you now. Like, for example, our first guy, Robert Tonyan.
Yep.
He was an amazing breakout player. He actually went undrafted. That means a lot of people in leagues did not draft him. But what's crazy is that he finished tight end 3. That this is what's crazy. You know, it's you're getting value from someone off the waiver wires, which is pretty great. But
yeah, what a year for Robert Tonyan, right? Definitely a guy that Aaron Rodgers was talking about to the media quite often. I love this guy, and we got to see that outworked this year. 52 receptions on 59 targets. Pretty consistent guy. I mean, to only not connect on 7 targets, that's great when you consider that sort of ratio.
Yeah.
Didn't have an amazing year from the receiving yards perspective, but the touchdowns, 11 touchdowns, which tied for first with Travis Kelce, that's massive, Badaki.
Yeah. If you got Robert Tonyan's off the waiver wires, you got a steal. I think these 4 people that we're going to be talking about today in the breakout categories were steals in the draft in the tight end positions. Look, he was probably, once again, he was the biggest surprise. No one thought that he was going to be this guy. We didn't even know who Robert Tonyan was before the season. Let's be honest. There was no talks of anyone emerging in the tight end position for the Green Bay Packers. But look, when he first came out and he first came onto the scene with, you know, wow, is he really somebody that's going to be fantasy relevant? I was kind of hesitant. I was hesitant because there were so many pieces on this Green Bay team. You know, yeah. Davante Adams was popping off. Aaron Jones was starting off to a good year. And Alan Lazard was doing something, but then he got hurt.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that he was actually tied for first in touchdowns. He scored 11 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. I think week 4 was the week where people said, hey, who's this Robert Tonyan guy? Let's focus on Robert Tonyan for a bit. That's obviously when he played against Atlanta and put up 3 touchdowns. I'm pretty sure Davante Adams was out that day as well, so that helped his case. But that was pretty much the day when people were like, hey, pick this guy up off the waivers. If you picked him up, he was a pretty consistent tight end throughout the year. Didn't go crazy, but for the tight end consideration, he still finished, what, tight end 3? Is that right?
Yeah. Look, and that's what you need to, before we even continue, you need to remember tight ends were a absolute disaster this year in fantasy positions. So maybe Robert Tonyan, obviously George Kittle was hurt for a long time. All these guys, Evan Ingram wasn't the guy that anyone thought he was going to be. There's so many names that everyone had drafted before so many people that it became a big surprise. But my big question is that where is Robert Tonyan going to finish for you, or where would you be drafting Robert Tonyan, or even if you're going to be drafting him next year?
There are rumors Aaron Rodgers might go somewhere. I don't know that happens. He probably stays. And if Aaron Rodgers stays, I think we can... The tight end position is hard to guess, but I think we can expect a top 6 finish from a guy like Robert Tonyan. I think he is the number 2 option there when it comes to the red zone, and that's kind of the guy you're looking for. Who can score touchdowns? Because that's really what sets people apart. 11 touchdowns. He only had 52 receptions, 586 receiving yards. He can easily do that again. Can the touchdowns repeat? That's the question. Can you continually be that red zone threat? For me, I see him as a top 6 guy, but not really. I don't ever go for tight ends early. I always try and take a chance on them late unless I get one of the top 2 guys, top 3 guys.
Yeah.
Those are the only guys I consider getting early. I don't really love the idea of getting these, you know, guys tight end 4 to 8 ADP, you know, in the upcoming year. I don't really focus on those guys. I don't want to take a chance too early on a guy that might not pan out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think Robert Tonyan, in my perspective, can finish in the top, at least 12, top 10 again next year. It really all depends on if Aaron Rodgers, one, stays. If they sign somebody in the offseason that's a receiver that comes in, then I think, you know, somebody...
that would affect his... Yeah, exactly. If they go out and sign a Corey Davis or one of these guys, that would heavily affect his value next year.
I wouldn't highly be considering getting him. I think, you know, for me next year, he'll probably be, I don't know, tight end around 15 to 20 range.
Oh, come on. That's disrespectful.
I don't know.
Who are the tight ends
people
you're going to put ahead of him then? If that's how you're going to.
There's so many people that I can put ahead of him. Like the top 10 right now, besides, I think Robert Tonyan. Look, the top 10 drafted last year.
You're not finding 15 people that you're going to put above Robert Tonyan.
There's a lot of people.
There's no way.
Like Dallas Goedert, Jonnu Smith, they weren't top 15 last year.
Jonnu Smith Blake Jarwin. I don't know what's going to happen to him. Okay. Look, I think, let's be more realistic. Top 12, at least, he should be in the top 12 and ADP next year, assuming Aaron Rodgers stays. You don't think that's fair?
Look, I don't know, man. I would, Robert Tonyan would be a guy that would be your Hayden Hurst of last year, of this year. That is
maybe
Robert Tonyan for me. If I can get Robert Tonyan in the 8th, 9th round, wow, I'm happy. But I think that's
Hayden
outside.
Hurst finishes a tight end 10. So let's put respect on Hayden Hurst's name for a second. Okay, that is our first breakout. Let's move on. We're not going to agree on Robert Tonyan, and there is too much that is unknown to officially give what we predict next year on Robert Tonyan with that team.
Yeah,
T.J. Hockenson is our next breakout. And he might be in that same situation. We know that Matthew Stafford's out in Detroit, mm-hmm. but who's coming in? Are they going to draft a quarterback? That's what we would assume, but we don't know that for sure. Let's talk about his year first. What happened this year, Badaki?
Yeah, look, I was just having a thought. I don't think anyone on this team is going to be fantasy relevant anymore. Matthew Stafford made these guys fantasy relevant. And
it depends on who comes in, though. You know, if a young guy like a Zach Wilson, Trey Lance comes in, starts day one, anything could happen. I mean, you know, we got to remember the doubt people had for Justin Herbert before the draft next year. Yeah. This team is going to be completely irrelevant in fantasy. That's what people were. I don't think we were saying that because we didn't know for sure yet.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough information, but a lot of people said, you know, oh, don't draft Keenan Allen. Don't draft Hunter Henry.
Mm.
And, you know, who knows who comes in there and could continue to make TJ Hockenson relevant. It's too early to say.
Yeah, look, TJ did good. Like I said, finished in the top 10. He was drafted around in the late 10th round. 67 receptions out of 101.
He finished tight end 5, to be clear.
Yeah, tight end 5. Correct. Okay. He was 5th in targets
out
of all time.
And I'm like, technically 5 is top 10, but you could just say tight end 5.
My bad. More confusing. He did finish top 5 in targets, if you want to go from there. Top 5 in targets, okay, which is pretty good for a tight end. But look, receiving yards, he actually finished 3rd. 723 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns. Look, TJ was essentially the number one guy there. Kenny G went out really early.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talks about DeAndre Swift not being the guy after he dropped that touchdown in the end zone. There was a lot of things that happened in this team.
He recovered really well from that, but you're right. You know, there were talks about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of things. Like, so TJ had to step up. You know, Kenny G was out. He was undrafted, yeah, actually, in a lot of leagues. He was undrafted in our league specifically. I remember Sam picking him up.
He was.
Right before week one. And he was like, bro, I got a sleeper.
Yeah, and hopefully in a dynasty league, you know, you held on to him because he's obviously a talented guy. He won the best tight end award in college that year he got drafted.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones was also a big factor this year in this offense. He finished as a wide receiver 18. Kenny Golladay was out, and that left room for both TJ Hockenson and Marvin Jones to really start to flourish.
Yeah. It was a weird season for the Lions, I believe, purely because of Kenny G. Going back to Kenny G, he was week to week. We thought he would be out for 1 to 2 weeks.
Every week, he was like, Yeah, it's not this week, but he's week to week.
Yeah.
What? I was like, could you have just put him on IR, please, next time if he's going to be out like almost the entire year?
Yeah, it was a bit weird. But look, like Zach said earlier, we're just unsure who's going to be coming in, who's going to be the next guy here. If he's
hard
gonna,
to evaluate.
Exactly.
So far.
It's who is he going to be fantasy relevant? But I'm really excited to see what happens for TJ. But I'm actually more excited to see what happens with the next guy here, Logan Thomas. Once again, undrafted tight end. On nobody's radar. He's your boy on the Washington football team. Finished tight end 4. Okay. Logan Thomas came out with 3 different quarterbacks. Tyler Heinicke, Dwayne Haskins, Alex Smith, and he finished...
You mean the GOAT, Taylor Heinicke, right? The GOAT.
Right.
Washington fans are like idolizing Taylor Heinicke. I'm a Washington fan. I love the guy. We put out a TikTok, a what-if scenario, Badaki. Mm-hmm. We're starting to do a series of what-if, you know, free agency, what if this happens, Deshaun Watson to Washington. We made a TikTok about that. Mm-hmm. And someone commented and said, hell no, Taylor Heinicke is the future. Like, we've got our guy. Listen, let's calm down. He had 2 great games and showed a lot of promise, but there's a reason that this guy wasn't a starter in this league for a long time. You know, I don't think we can sit here and say Taylor Heinicke's the guy. I'd love to see if he is, but let's calm down. But you're right. All that being said, 3 different quarterbacks and Logan Thomas still balled out this year.
Yeah, he definitely did. Look, 6 touchdowns, 670 receiving yards. He was 72 for 110. He was tied for 5th in receptions. Once again, Logan Thomas.
And that's massive, yeah. Badaki. 72 receptions out of 110 targets.
Yeah.
That's big time tight end numbers.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. We don't know what's going to happen. Who's going to be the quarterback? Because of Taylor Heinicke, are they going to... I mean, technically, you have your receivers, but... I don't think the guy's going to bring in anyone else.
We need a wide receiver too, though. We need a secondary guy to McLaurin, really.
Didn't you get Mims?
Secondary guy.
Is it Mims?
No, we've got Steven Sims, which everyone thinks could be that guy, but he's not really shown that he could be that guy yet.
Right.
Cam Sims is another one. We got 2 Sims, Cam Sims and Steven Sims. They're good players. I just don't know that they can be that solid wide receiver 2 type player for our team, unfortunately. But yeah, Logan Thomas, I'm hyped about him. Put some respect on his name. He's absolutely balled out this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He on X Games.
I think for me.
Where did he finish?
Say that again?
Where did he finish? Did we say that?
Tight end 4.
Okay.
So
that's so surprising to
me. Yeah, I think for me, I'm a bit on the fence with Logan Thomas going into next year. 1, because of the quarterback. 2, he is older. And I think that was a lot. The whole talk about the middle of this year. Wow, Logan Thomas is this guy. He's coming out. What's going to happen? Can he be great next year? The first thing everyone said, he's an older guy. He's, what, 29, 30, something like that.
I think that's like an okay argument, but let's not forget how old Travis Kelce is. You know, Kelce's older.
Yeah.
So why can't Logan Thomas be an effective tight end for fantasy football? I think, obviously, I'm not comparing the two. Travis Kelce is an elite tight end. Logan Thomas has been okay.
Right.
But I still feel comfortable taking him next year, depending on where, you know, we're going to start to see as mock drafts come out in a couple months, where Logan Thomas is being drafted. If he's being drafted in like the 9th, 10th round, that's a place I'm really comfortable taking him, because regardless of the quarterback, it looks like he is very much a part of Scott Turner, the OC's plans there.
Yeah.
I feel very comfortable.
I agree with you on that. And I think I would be taking a Logan Thomas. It sounds crazy, but right now, which is early, I'll be taking Logan Thomas potentially over Robert Tonyan, just purely based on...
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I'm seeing it. That's why Robert Tonyan is outside my top 10. But Logan Thomas, I can see him coming in and producing if you guys don't get a second receiver. If Antonio Gibson still does his role and Terry McLaurin still does his role. If they stay with Taylor Heinicke, then I think it's going to really shoot up Logan Thomas's value and draft capital. But if they go with somebody else, like a Deshaun, that's going to even shoot up even more. But it really depends. Really depends on who comes in.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it feels like a real safe option for next year.
Right.
And if I'm in a dynasty league, I'm holding on to this guy. I'm not taking most trade offers for a guy like Logan Thomas. I just feel like there's a lot of potential for the next 2 or 3 years with a guy like this. All right, the last breakout of the year. And this has a large part to do with an unfortunate injury. But we got to see Dalton Schultz break out of the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone said in the preseason, Badaki, the sleeper of the year at the tight end position is Blake Jarwin. Unfortunately, Blake Jarwin tore his ACL in the first, game, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was the first game, week one.
So Dalton Schultz had a chance to show that he could be a very competent tight end in this league. Mm-hmm. He was undrafted, as he should have been, and he finished as a tight end 11. That's very respectable for Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to think about where Blake Jarwin was drafted. He was tight end 17 in last year, and you know, Dalton Schultz finished tight end 11. Let's remember that Dak Prescott also got hurt. So imagine if Dak Prescott got hurt and Dalton Schultz had Dak Prescott the whole year. Or even if Blake Jarwin had Dak Prescott the whole year and he was healthy the whole year, he definitely would have finished top 10, in my opinion. They were going to use him all throughout the year. But look, 63 out of 89 targets. He did decent there, 615 yards, 4 touchdowns he finished with this year. I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure that Dalton Schultz is anyone next year. I'm not, obviously, because of Blake Jarwin. If Blake Jarwin is going to come back, Dak Prescott comes back, Dalton Schultz is just going to be nobody. The whole talk is going to go back to Blake Jarwin. So it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen.
Especially with the return of Blake Jarwin, as you said, but also allowing CeeDee Lamb to be a bigger part of this offense. Maybe Michael Gallup, they find more ways because he's very talented. They should have used him more, I think.
Yeah.
I think he probably becomes maybe even the sixth option with Zeke and Tony Pollard. And unfortunately, at that time, there may not be enough targets to go around.
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
Okay, so we're probably not talking about drafting Dalton Schultz next year in drafts, right?
No, he didn't do the best this year. Don't get me wrong. He finished tight end 11, but he didn't do the best in points. He was averaging, 6 to 7 points
but
a game.
To be fair, if you're in a standard 12-person league, and by the way, everything we talk about is in PPR because that's the funnest way to play, we think.
Yeah.
If you're in a standard 12-man league, then he was one of the best tight ends. You know, there are tight ends that other people started that were worse.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. You know, he's in the top 12, so we got to put some respect on his name. All right. Those were the breakouts, and every time we talk about breakouts, we got to follow it up with some busts of the year. And if you drafted these guys, this section might hurt, but we're going to feel all the feels together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about some busts.
We need as many men as you can spare, so call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help. They're coming. Help is on the way.
All right. The tight end bust of the year. These guys, unfortunately, did not live up to their ADP, to their draft value. First guy, massive, massive name going into last year. There were talks about, man, you got such a great value drafting him this late. And did not pan out. His name is Zach Ertz, Philadelphia Eagles. All right, his ADP. He was the fourth tight end taken overall in drafts. You got him in the early fourth round, and you thought, my goodness, I've gotten a steal. This is so painful. It's he terrible. Finished as the tight end 31.
Oh, he needs some milk.
And look, we're going to talk about his injuries, but what would have been proper value with Zach Ertz this year? Unfortunately, Zach Ertz didn't actually have any value to be on anyone's team this year. And with that being said, he shouldn't have been on anyone's team, unfortunately. That's the kind of value. He should have been a free agent, not on anyone's team. Now, he missed 5 games, okay? So we have to recognize that. He would have probably finished higher than tight end 20, right? With those 5 games, if he got them back. But You got to look at his game logs with the games that he did play, and not one time this year were you ecstatic about starting Zach Ertz. In fact, there was only one time all year he scored over 11 fantasy points. the rest of his game logs were really bad. Under the 7 points, under the 5-6 points, they were not games that you were excited about. Zach Ertz might, regardless of the injury, guys, we know he was injured, still might have been the biggest tight end bust of the year, Badaki.
No, absolutely. I was a victim to taking Zach Ertz in the fourth and me thinking that he was going to be a steal and he was going to finish something amazing. He started off decent. I think I remember him getting that touchdown against the Washington football team, I'm pretty sure, in week one. And I was like, oh, finally, he scored. It was like probably in the fourth quarter. No, it wasn't even the fourth quarter. It was the first quarter he scored. He didn't get any more points the whole game. And then, look, he is definitely the biggest bust of the year, Zach Ertz. There's a lot of things in question for him, especially going into next year with the whole quarterback Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts, who's going to be the guy. It's confirmed that he's no longer going to be on the team.
Yeah. And what in the world does that mean? You know, where will he be? Apparently he's a free agent and they're trying to trade him, I guess, sign and trade. We only really see that in the NBA. I don't know of many times we've seen that in the NFL. If I'm Zach Ertz, what do you mean you're going to try and trade me? I'm a free agent. I'm going to choose where I go and negotiate a contract. Anyway, yeah. I don't think they're going to be able to trade him.
Where do you see him going?
And it'll be interesting. That's a really good question. Is there anyone that pops out to you?
The first team that popped out to me. The first team that literally popped out to me was the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I know that obviously Blake Jarwin's hurt. They got Dalton Schultz, but you know, obviously, and Jason Witten just retired, and obviously he wasn't on the Cowboys, but he was he set foundations for the Cowboys. I think if they can get a solidified tight end in his Zach Ertz, which I think he is. He's very talented. I think that he can do something in that offense and be a big threat. But maybe it's not realistic. Yeah. Maybe they don't have the cap space. I will have to look into it a little bit more.
I mean, yeah, I think my worry there is that I'm not sure that he would want to go to a place where he's not really needed. You know, like they don't really need those kind of weapons, I don't think. Team that comes up to mind that I think could work really well is the Arizona Cardinals. I think if they could add a piece like a Zach Ertz, you know, maybe for a discounted price, that could be great. Maybe he wants to see what it's like to play with Trevor Lawrence. Jacksonville could be a great option. And maybe the Ravens. I know it's a little bit random, but the Ravens love using tight ends. And if they could have a dynamic duo of Mark Andrews, Zach Ertz, that could be something that could propel them, you know, to a bigger caliber team.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. I'm actually really excited to see where Zach Ertz falls. I think wherever he goes, he is going to be at least something for that team. Maybe not fantasy relevant, but he's going to contribute to that team and them winning.
It's really hard to say if his fantasy days are over or not, you know, because he could go to a team that needs him. Could finish as a top 10 tight end.
Yeah.
But that's more unlikely than it is likely, I think.
Yeah. I believe so as
well.
All right,
who's the next guy on this list?
Jared Cook. I mean, another guy that
he did not cook this year.
No, it was absolutely terrible. He was the ninth tight end taken overall. That kind of ends up in the end of the sixth round. He finished tight end 18th. Okay? 18th tight end of the year. If you were to have drafted him properly with his value, it would have been in the 14th round. Double.
Yikes.
Basically undrafted. Look, it wasn't good for Jared Cook. He averaged 2.3 receptions per game.
If he averaged 23 receptions per game, he might have set some league records.
It would have been something crazy.
Yeah, the 2.3 receptions per game is not what you can rely on at the tight end position for fantasy.
No, absolutely not. Obviously, Drew Brees was injured and that kind of affected his year, but I think there's already reports that they're going to move on with Jared Cook or to relieve some cap space for the Saints, because the Saints don't have any cap space. So they need to...
Yeah, they're not going to be able to re-sign him, and I'm not sure that they would want to, to be honest.
Exactly.
Like he didn't really do much to impact this team, unfortunately. That might be harsh, but I don't know. Is that fair to say? Is that too harsh to say he didn't really make an impact?
No, absolutely. He didn't make an impact. I think that's what I'm pretty sure, you know, Sean Payton and the whole crew is going to sit down and say, you know, what happened here, and they're going to scrap it. Look, maybe a Zach Ertz can come in, but once again, they don't have the cap space. But
yeah,
it's hard to kind of see where they're going to go. Maybe they don't even get a tight end, or maybe they draft a tight end in the draft to see what happens. But they need to relieve some cap space to sign anyone on this team.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's safe to say Jared Cook's days as a relevant tight end are officially done.
Yeah.
I think if you're in a dynasty league, if there's any trade value out there, try and grab it, but I'm not sure there is. I'm not sure you really need to hold on to him. Could be wrong. Young guy is on the next, the third bust of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you take this one over because this one probably hurts a little bit for you.
Yeah. Look, our guy here is Evan Engram. Okay. He didn't have the best year. He was the talk of the town. Danny Dimes, second year. Take him. He's going to be valuable, okay? He actually finished tight end 15. He was projected ADP was tight end 7 overall. Just wasn't good. It just was not good, okay? No. I think that Evan Engram should get cut, should get traded.
Wow, this is getting real harsh.
We do not want him in the New York Football Giants facility and Quest Diagnostics is called out in New Jersey.
Okay.
Look, Evan Engram, as a Giants fan, we think is very talented. He hasn't shown it. He's injury prone. I don't think he's a great fantasy tight end, even though he finished top 15 technically, but that's still not great. I believe that we should be getting a new tight end in the draft. And we do fall, I believe, in a good area for Kyle Pitts, which I don't know if he will fall to us or if that's too early, but I like that. I like where we're sitting, and I like where Kyle Pitts can come to us. Okay. I think we can trade Evan Engram, but look, he wasn't great as a fantasy tight end.
You know what? I'll say this for Evan Ingram's sake. Maybe he flourishes somewhere else, though. Sometimes it's just not the right fit. You know, and I think we have to be realistic as well and say Daniel Jones wasn't necessarily the most consistent quarterback to throw the ball to Evan Engram either. However, if you finish fourth in tight end targets, you got to put a better performance up than tight end 15. You know, you just have to be better. Both DJ, Daniel Jones, and Evan Engram were inconsistent this year, and you're right. Talent, because he had all the talent in the world coming out of college, doesn't always translate. And unfortunately, we've seen that with Evan Engram. Yeah. But maybe he needs a new team. Maybe he needs a new change of scenery.
Yeah, I think that would be the case this year. Look, he had a full season where he was healthy. He played every single game this year, and he did not produce. I think there was a whole... We all remember the game with the Eagles, and he dropped the balls on his fingertips. It could have ended the game. We lost that game. It was a bit hard, but look.
I remember.
I agree with you.
Because that was pretty much the game that, that was pretty much the game, like we said, late in the year. All the Giants fans were pissed off at Eagles fans because they, whatever, threw the game to Washington. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but... At the end of the day, that's a catch that you should have made that should have won you that game. And you wouldn't have even been having that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's so much to talk about Evan Engram. But look, for next year, I'm not sure where I'm going to be taking him. If he's still in the Giants, I believe he's going to be finishing around the same area, tight end 15. Let's be honest. I think I can see that. I will be taking Robert Tonyan and Logan Thomas, all these guys that we've spoken about over him, maybe even as Zach Ertz, depending on where he falls. But I'm not, it really all depends on where Evan Engram is going to go. But I see him in the 20, top 20 maybe. I think he can finish for sure. I think he could be a late sleeper, kind of where, what, eighth, ninth round, maybe you can probably snag him.
I don't think you're going to. I don't think anyone should take him that early, but I could be wrong.
Who knows? Depends on all the tight ends off the board, but.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to see. I feel like every tight end we've talked about so far, there's a little bit of an unknown. I mean, let's look at the list, right? Robert Tonyan. Will Aaron Rodgers is in the breakouts. Will Aaron Rodgers be back? TJ Hawkinson. Who's going to be the quarterback in Detroit? Logan Thomas. Who's going to be the quarterback in Washington? Dalton Schultz. Will Blake Jarwin be the tight end one again? Zach Ertz. Where's he going to go? Jared Cook. Where's he going to go? Evan Ingram. Where's he going to go? And we're not making it any easier for you with our last bust of the year. And that is Tyler Higbee. Again, who's going to be the quarterback of this team? Is it Jared Goff still? Is it John Wolford? Is it some random other guy they want to find on an Indeed page? Look, there was a lot of hype with Tyler Higbee going into last year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was all the talks in 2019. Oh my goodness, they changed their offensive scheme. They're using the tight end more. Tyler Higbee's going to be a top five tight end next year. People drafted him as a tight end 10 in ADP last year, which was the middle of the seventh round is where you drafted him. He finished as a tight end 17, which means proper value for Tyler Higbee. You should have drafted him last year in the 12th round to get proper value. But let's talk about his season. Because, man, it started awesome. Week two.
Yeah.
I feel like Tyler Higbee owners after week two would have been feeling on top of the world. Like they could have potentially done anything. They were thinking, I got the steal of the draft. I'm about to win this league. Bring me my money.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! And unfortunately, after week two, it really did not look good. Averaged 6.1 PPR points per game. Man,
it was bad.
This was bad.
Yeah,
this was bad after week
two. After week two, he didn't break 10 points until week 13. Okay.
Yeah.
Which was kind of crazy. Tyler Higbee, it was a lot of questions. It was a lot of what's going to happen, but I'm not excited for him. He's another guy that I'm not excited about next year. Yeah. I'm not really sure. Once again, like we said, who's going to be his quarterback? Is he going to stay on this team? Is he going to get traded? What's going to happen with Tyler Higbee and the Rams and their offense? Because it's kind of in shambles.
Yeah, there's a lot of things up in the air, and I think Tyler Higbee could be a piece. I feel like they'll probably keep him because they most likely will not re-sign Gerald Everett, which means they would have a bigger hole if they let Tyler Higbee go. So I think he will be safe on this team. But what will this team look like? We don't really know. We know they signed Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp to extensions, so they will be there. But this team is a real big question mark, and I said it before, Rams fans, I'm sorry. This has got to be devastating for you for the last couple of years to get so close to a Super Bowl and then to really find out that Jared Goff is actually just not that guy. He's just not that guy to win a Super Bowl. And you sign him to a big contract, and you're kind of stuck in this purgatory. You can't get out. You got a great defense, but your quarterback can't just keep up, unfortunately.
What if Deshaun went to the Rams?
Yeah, that's more of like a Madden simulation.
Would you get
a lot of Ram fans have said Watson or Stafford, give us one of them. And again, I remind all the Rams fans, you've got so much money invested into Jared Goff, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, I'm trying to think. Jared Goff and a couple draft picks?
You would need so much to get off of that contract. They'd probably cut him, to be honest. I don't know. We'll see.
It would be interesting. Gosh, I'm just thinking. Imagine Cooper Kupp, Cam Akers, Tyler Higbee, Roberto Woods with Deshaun throwing the ball. And Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on the other side?
I think Stafford could be a good fit, too. Like he's basically what they wanted Jared Goff to be, but he never was.
Crazy.
All right, guys. Well, those are our tight end busts and breakouts of the year. If you had a bust, GG's, I'm sorry. I hope next year looks better. If you had a breakout, you're feeling absolutely on top of the world this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in. We've got some great things ahead for the podcast next week. Do not miss out on our next episode. And before we go, Badaki, let's quickly tell people about what Patreon is. It's the off season. The off season starts now. Let's gear up for year two. What is Patreon?
Absolutely. I love Patreon. Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. We have a couple people on there that really love the experience. Once again, if you love everything that we have put out, our podcast, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube page, whatever the case, whatever we give out to you, fantasy football advice, that's a way to support us, to support the show, to say, hey guys, you guys are doing a great job. Continue to do what you do. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/FantasylandFam, and you would find exactly what you need, especially for year two. Everything that you've missed out in year one, year two is going to be even better. If you want, if it's your first time for fantasy football, let us help you. Let us be the guys that gear you and take you to the top for your championship. No guarantees, but we will definitely try and definitely help
you. Look, you can check our Instagram. There's a story highlight called Hits. Can see everyone who loved us last year, and they've got great reports. So all right guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't get too crazy, stay safe, and we'll see you on the next episode. See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching. Because you deserve it.